In a filing last week, energy company Eversource said it's now cutting back on the share Western Massachusetts customers will pay in a rate hike planned for next year. WAMC spoke to Eversource spokesperson Priscilla Ress about the new proposal.
What we're doing is we're offering an alternative to our original proposal based on the feedback that we received during the public hearings, and we heard that feedback loud and clear. Folks wanted us to take another look at merging East and West rates. So what we're doing now is offering an alternative that will also offer substantial benefits for our Western Mass customers.
Like what?
When you look at Western Massachusetts and you look at why our customers were going to be paying more, you know, for a rate increase, the reason is we have a smaller customer base. So to pay whatever it was, the $32-33 million, to pay that, you're asking 200,000 customers to pay that. And now what we're doing is saying, look, we will combine East and West because there's more than a million customers in the East. So what we're saying is we will take the cost and spread it out evenly between East and West so that the Western Massachusetts customers are not impacted as they were going to be impacted the way the rate structure is now. Now remember, this is a proposal that we are making to the DPU. Ultimately, it is up to the DPU to say that they want us to go ahead with that reallocation.
And to be clear, rates are still going up, just by not as much.
This doesn't make, with the actual amount that we are requesting, that hasn't changed. What's changing is the way customers will be paying it.
And this increase in rate will help do what for Eversource?
Well, this is money that's already been invested in the system. I mean, we haven't had a rate review in so many years. The rates have stayed the same, and this is to pay for the kinds of improvements that we have made, the benefits that our customers have already seen, and this will make up for that deficit.
And these investments include...
Oh, these investments include all sorts of high-tech improvements that have come to the grid, storm hardening. You have to keep up with the needs of the equipment. You have to keep, you know, even just the training, the supplies that we have to have, the resources that we need to keep this electrical system running reliably, and that really is in all of our interests.
And supplying Western Mass with energy is no easy task.
Well, we have a tremendous area that is rural, that is rough, that is takes a lot of poles and wires to get that electricity moving. So that's part of the challenge. Also, again, you have a smaller customer base. You know, you have a large area and a smaller customer base, and that's the way we fund utilities. I mean, it comes through our rates.
And is that why Eversource is scaling back?
Well, you know, it's a way of looking at the utility business. We have operating companies we used to have. I mean, now we are one company. So, and we are also, you know, this is one state, and we want to be sure that everybody is paying their fair share and is being treated equally. So we are looking at a reallocation. So some customers in Eastern Mass will actually see a slight increase. And this is funny, there actually may be a little decrease if we do this reallocation for some folks in the East, but this will certainly have a positive benefit for our Western Massachusetts customers.
That's Eversource spokesperson Priscilla Ress. Eversource filed with the Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities in January to raise its electric rates next year by more than $96 million and $50 million annually for the next 4 years.